What's up? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We are having our first Riding with Jesus episode. Let me not get so excited because I have to calm down. I'm really, really excited right now because I feel like the love of God is so real. When you get electrified by it, I don't know what to say. You can't calm down. You just look crazy. And I'm feeling crazy right now because I'm like, oh God, like I just want to cry. Love of God, thank you. I want you to have that moment where can't nobody tell you nothing about the God that you serve. So praise God. We are going to submit ourselves to these rides with Jesus. And I just want to first say one thing before I get into prayer, which is please make sure you join the Love Hub. Go to my Instagram, click the link in bio and go to my website and just subscribe, or just go to charitygashenge.com and subscribe. You want to subscribe there because I'm really going to start doing some amazing things when it comes to the various platforms that I'm using. And I need people to kind of just flow with me and shift with me, because I will, for these rides with Jesus, try to release song lists and playlists to make sure you get into your element with Christ and just help you as you go through your walk. I will also allow you to submit prayer requests and stuff like that. I'm taking on a lot. Please, please support me, because I don't want to feel like you guys are not getting value out of what I'm doing. And even if it's just one of you, because so far, and shout out to my homegirl Sav in Texas, because she is my first subscriber. So all of y'all, be ashamed of yourself. No, but Sav, girl, I love you. So I just want to honor you in this moment and give you a shout out, because you've been riding with me for a short amount of time, and your love and your expression of love has been just so beautiful, and I see it and I honor it. And her name is Being Sav with a S-A-V-V on Instagram. So go over there and just shout out my girl and say, yo, Charity sent me to pour some love into you. So we're going to get straight into prayer. I really hope that you can strengthen your prayer life from these rides with Jesus, because when you pray, when you call out his name, things change. They change in a way that is unexplainable. And even when you try to explain it to people, they can't get it, because the way that God works is so magnificent. All you can do is cry and go, what? Hallelujah to that. I'm praying that you can have the same type of prayer impact, but prayer takes practice. Use this time to practice as I am praying for us both, right? God, I want to thank you so, 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 so much, because I know in this season where everything is looking so confusing, that you are the most kindest person and you're dealing with us so gently. And we are going to make sure that our lives are going to form in the capacity and in the way in which you want it to happen. Lord, I just thank you that you have a covering over our lives, that our family is protected, our minds are protected, our hearts are protected, and Father God, our body is protected. COVID-19 would not succumb to our households, Father God. We won't lose any more lives, Father God. And I just thank you so much that you are interceding in our behalf, that we can move forward with strength, with confidence, knowing that even in a pandemic, you are building your kingdom. And we thank you so much that you have chosen us to put us in positions of power. You have chosen us to put us in positions of strength and in positions of creativity, Father God. And we just ask that you will unleash those gifts, that you will unleash the things that were hidden inside of us that we couldn't quite understand or find useful, that you will take all of that, Father God, and use it to amplify your kingdom. We are giving you the center stage. We're allowing you to show off. And we just bow down to being a servant to you in this moment. Lord, you are amazing. Your love is so pure. And we thank you that we even have the opportunity to be seen by you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I went to a getaway cabin. And one of the things I was intentional about doing was using the time to meet God and to pray. So I heard the sermon by Terrell Roberts. He gave us 8 questions that we should answer about our lives and what we experienced in 2020, because reflection is important when it comes to the growth you're going to experience in 2021. The first question is, what did I learn? I learned that you cannot put God's plan on pause. You cannot try to alter God's plan because you want it to happen in a way that you desire. God had put me in a position that I should have stayed in, but I left because I wanted to fulfill my desire of having a family, being in a relationship, and seeking love. And it's interesting how the devil can use our greatest desires to cause us to come down from where God has appointed us to come back into the world and into the flesh of the desires of our hearts and operate in them. It is hands down 1000% probably the biggest mistake I have ever made in my life. And it isn't because of the person, but the fact that I was extremely disobedient. I was extremely disobedient, ungrateful for where God had put me because I was going through a lot in my life year after year. And when he finally gave me a space to rest, I left. And many of us leave the covering of God just to go and explore the world. I'm like, God, I can't do that ever again. I say that again with humility and with total compassion and love because it's not about the person. It was the fact that I walked away from the strategy that God had for me and he had a big plan. And while many people might be thinking, oh, Charity's pumping this out and pumping that out, I promise you, God told me to do this more than a year and a half ago. I was just extremely disobedient because I sought my own desires. And I felt like I could merge the two together and make it happen. And when God asks you to move, he asks you to move. Now, the second question is, what did I gain? I gained revelation. I gained faith. I gained understanding. I realized that there is no way in this world that I'm going to survive without God's guidance. I gained obedience. I gained the opportunity to recover the mistakes that I made. I set myself back a lot. And I'm just grateful that God has given me the opportunity to jump back into the space that I was in. When you are not in alignment and you're not balanced, you will really miss the opportunity. And when God gives you a second chance, because second chances aren't warranted, they're not always granted. But when he does give it to you, you have to take it seriously. And many of us take our second chances as an opportunity to make the same mistakes over and over and over and over. But I just want to humble you in the moment and tell you that you cannot play with God. He is trying to get you where you want to be. And you have to be obedient in that because you'll never be satisfied out of the alignment. You'll never be satisfied. I am a person who would love to say that I have a great relationship with God. I really love him so much. He's done so much for me, but I still get out of alignment. And every single time I'm like, what am I doing over here? This does not make any sense at all. So when you feel the enemy is shifting you to a direction that you know you don't need to be in, and it doesn't even allow you to get closer to what you've asked God for, leave. Literally pick up your bed and leave and go back home to Christ where you can actually get the love of God to fulfill your needs. All of us are stubborn in different ways, but I just pray to God that he deals with you and your stubbornness in a kind way, because some people are so stubborn, they get it the hard way. God is love and he wants you to live out your life to full capacity and for you to be happy. Please don't stray away just because you're being disobedient. So yes, I gained revelation and I gained truth, but I also lost some things. And that's where we get to question number three. What did I lose? I lost my sanity. It was the first time that I actually experienced what I would say was mental abuse. Now, again, this is not about the person. It's about the inner thoughts and the conversations in my head. I was so trapped in my head. I couldn't think. I'm a very intelligent person and I couldn't think, and my mind was completely gone. And I kept trying to figure out how I was going to get out of the situation that I put myself into. And I honestly, I failed. I failed miserably. I saw sides of me that I hated. I saw sides of me that were so dark and nasty. And I had to accept that that is a part of who I am. I couldn't even take the situation and justify it. I just knew that I was seriously in a bad place. I could pray, but I didn't believe in the prayers that I was saying. And this pandemic has been interesting because I feel like if you've never had mental health issues, you've experienced it in this pandemic. I don't know who is leaving this pandemic feeling like, oh, it's been amazing. No, it has been high pressure. And the enemy has been on attack to our minds, to our souls, and our spirit to really just drain us. And I can't believe that it's even possible for the enemy to have that much stronghold on earth, like how he is able to come in with the whole pandemic and swallow us up like Jonah in a well. It is something very profound. And it's amazing how God is going in and individually collecting us. So what the devil is able to do in a second, God is doing in a more beautiful way because he's calling us out by name out of this madness. So for me, I got swept into the whale's mouth. Yo, in the whale's mouth. And then he came to me and said, Charity, it's time for you to go. And I said, thank you, God. Thank you so much. Because I feel like sometimes we think that adversity is a bad thing, but it does bring us closer to God. It does show us that he's listening and he cares. And we have to submit ourselves to the process and not be so sad or angry about the things that we lose. Because when we lose fleshly and worldly things, what we gain is very godly and holy things. I am only in this position in my life because I was able to recognize what God was saying to me and what he wanted me to do. And now I have a strategy and a plan. Question number four is, what did I love? And did it love me back? And was it worth my investment? Those are three different questions, but it still addresses the same area. What did I love? I loved love. Let me tell you something. The moment that you start to manifest your life is the moment your demons get on your assignment. Okay. So a lot of the times we're just like praying for things, or other people are talking to the atmosphere or whatever you speak to. And whenever you open your mouth and say that is something you want and you charge your voice to go and get those things, I'm telling you, the enemy is headed in your direction. Okay. The one thing I loved was love, and love did not love me back. As a matter of fact, it was like a stab in the back. It was honestly a painful experience because I had changed my entire life and went away from God to dwell and to be in a space that I had no business being in. And I couldn't get out because how I operate as a person, it's just different. I'm a very like kind and loving, people pleasing type of a person. And I got myself in a situation where I did not know how to disappoint so many people and say like, I'm sorry, I don't belong here. And I'm sorry that I brought all of us here, but I gotta go. And eventually when I did that process, it was like peeling toenails off of people's feet. And I couldn't understand how I could even be that kind of person that made such a juvenile mistake that impacted people that I care about and people that I love. And I was just very apologetic. So for me, I realized you cannot change or alter the plan of God. You have got to stay the course because you can't manufacture your own happiness. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you, if you meditate on it or if you manifest it, it's going to happen. There are two ways that things happen in life, by hard work and by God. It's not about thinking about it with your brain, because if you can't actualize the thoughts in your head and bring them into the physical realm, you really will never actualize what you think about. It's about effort, hard work, and God. Because there are times where you can think about things and then God will produce them for you in the atmosphere because you've requested them. And then there are times where you go and you work hard with your knuckles, your fingers, your legs, and your back aching, and you go and get things done. But don't let the world confuse you in thinking that you can just namaste things into purpose. It does not happen like that. Now, the fifth question is, where did I find value and was it healthy? I found value in my business and it was healthy because it really redirected me back on the correct path. Now, was it healthy in the sense of I was producing things or making more coin or elevating it or making it better? No, I literally was looking at it like, yo, Charity, you are being very disrespectful to the blessing that God has given you, because you guys, my business takes care of me in a very beautiful way. I don't have to work that hard. And I get so annoyed sometimes because I want to pour more into it because of how kind it's been to me and how sacred it's been to me. But in that season of my life, I was not doing anything. Every idea I kept thinking about, I would quit. I didn't have energy. I didn't have enthusiasm. So I can say that where I found value in my business is the fact that it told me to come back to doing God's business, not necessarily because I was increasing in revenue or increasing in wealth or anything like that, or not because I was continuing the investments that I made. I completely stopped and was so caught up in my own desires. For me, it was valuable because it brought me back to position. It brought me back to where I was supposed to be, and it brought me back to the path that God wants me on. So that's why I say I'm grateful for my business, because it gives me an opportunity to show up in the kingdom and do His work. Question number six was, what were my priorities and were they profitable? Again, this is a continuous, insane battle. My priority were my own desires to have love and to have a family, and they were not profitable. As a matter of fact, it took all focus off of my business. It took all focus off of my self-development. It put me in a lower position than what I was working on or where I was at. I am telling you, you cannot get the desires of your heart outside of God's plan. It's not possible. You cannot be in jail trying to develop a relationship outside of jail. You are in jail. Now, some people do that though, but I'm telling you, it just is not the will of God. And I think that I was using optimism and, you know, I prayed over it and stuff like that. But all I can say is that when you step out the will of God, there's nothing that can happen that is profitable, that is great, and that is amazing. I can't say it was worth my time. It just simply wasn't. If anything, it was a learning lesson, and I appreciate the learning lesson because obviously I don't want to feel like I wasted all of my time. But please don't step out the capacity or the safety of God just because you want to go and pursue your own desires. It will never, ever, ever be worth it. Never. You'll get a lesson out of it, but you'll lose a lot in the process. Question number seven is, who am I now? Wow. I am a servant of God and part of His magnificent plan. I am well respected. I am known. I am confident. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm so many amazing things. And the one thing I am not are all these negative things that I told myself about myself because of my experiences. I did not know that I was this valued in the kingdom. I did not know that I was this valued in God's big plan. And I am just continuously trying to position myself and be great at the job that God has given me to do, because it is my life's honor. It is my life's honor to serve the kingdom, because I've been saved from so many situations. I've been told that I'm not enough. I've been told that I can't do this. I can't do that. I think too highly of myself. I'm just so happy that God is like, don't worry about what the world tells you. Worry about what I'm telling you. So who I am is chosen by God. And I pray that every single day my flesh dies and submits itself to the Christ inside of me, because that space is so beautiful. It is so beautiful to dwell with God. I can't put that in words, but it excites me and it gives me butterflies, and it makes me happy to know that this whole Christ thing is real. It is real. Please believe it is real. Now, number 8 is, what do I need to do daily to maintain this new identity and to carry out this destiny? Now, I have a list that I've created for myself, which I will share on a blog post. So go to charitykashenge.com and you can find my list. But I want you to think about, what are some things that you know you need to do for your life to make sure that you can stay on the path that God has created for you? Now, I've told you that when you step out of alignment with Christ, you really can't find happiness there. You can't find happiness in just contriving your own joy or your own manifestation or your own anything. If you don't allow the relationships that you get into or the environment that you step into to develop you to being more of who God knows you are and who He called you to be, then you shouldn't be in those environments. We all have to create parameters, boundaries, and borders for us not going back to our old ways. I encourage you to seriously think about how you're going to continue being the person who you know you can be in 2021 so that you can continue the mission. Continue the mission. If I were to just give you an example, one of my things is I love to give up. I love to quit. I love to look for reasons to run. And now I'm not running anymore. It's like, Charity, you have to do these things. You have to sit in the discomfort and you have to keep going. It doesn't matter what happens. The kingdom of God is not going to stop going forward just because you're sad and you're upset. Nothing in life works that way. Everything continues to move forward. Yes, you are given your opportunity to grieve, to mourn, and to be sad. But when you pick yourself up off the ground, you must be like David and walk forward into the mission. You are allowed to mourn, but you are not allowed to stay down and stop. So I praise God that He's been dealing with me when it comes to that, because I know that it's been a huge hindrance in my life. Consider these 8 questions for yourself and share them with me. Tell me what your answers are, because I want to know how I can better support you as we continue to do these rides together and get further into our relationship with Christ. Because we're going to start honestly breaking down the Bible and breaking down some characters in the Bible and breaking down some lessons in the Bible. And I'm going to start bringing in my friends who are so anointed. I want to give them the opportunity to shine and to put God at the center of the stage we're building. I can't do that as great as they can. So I'm excited for what's happening here. Please invite somebody, because we're going to be changing lives for real. This is only the first ride and it's only 8 questions, but I'm telling you, you're going to find a revelation inside of these 8 questions, which are going to help you navigate this year. I pray to God that your soul is saved every single day and that the devil does not have reign over you, and that you have the power and the ability to anoint your feet, to anoint your heart, and to anoint your mind. This is the season of activation, and the devil does not have a space in your heart. Please, again, subscribe to the Love Hub, because there you will find the true experience that we're creating here with these rides with Jesus. I love you so, 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 so much, and thank you for the opportunity, and happy Sunday.